My guest today, AgResource Company Market Analyst Ben Buckner. Starting with the grains here, big story of the day. We had the first WASD report of the year here, and the grains definitely took it to heart, it looks like. What'd you see on the WASD report that had the grains trading lower, Ben?
Yeah, the unexpected production hike in corn, coupled with U.S. farmers planting the same amount of winter wheat nationally, those are both unexpected. So, the corn market, like the last really, 12 months, supply gains are offsetting demand growth, which is very good. We just still continue to add to inventories, and those, stocks, USDA is now forecasting corn in stocks at 2.2 billion bushels, and that's corn without a home, we think. So we're kind of locked into that. And wheat, you're kind of locked into 900 million bushel in stocks. And so I think the issue, though, is, that's, we can all see and feel that. That makes sense. You do your grids for next year, and you're carrying over large grain stocks, and that really buffers against a lot of potential acreage loss in corn and yield loss across the board. So it's very hard to pull, kind of implied corn or wheat in stocks for the next 18 months below 2 billion bushels in corn and, it's called 850 in wheat. And so the market's kind of left without a story, and that's, I think, what's driving things today. Soybeans, not as exciting, but I think that the USDA is acknowledging Chinese demand to date has not been enough to prevent a trimming of U.S. exports annually. So we're kind of building stocks of everything, and that was confirmed. And two, I think philosophically, this is kind of the last bit of uncertainty with respect to U.S. supplies. It was yield, and last year we saw pretty big declines in yield in January, but that's been kind of put to rest now. These numbers will only be adjusted by a handful of millions of bushels and a year from now, so we're just kind of stuck with a lot of stuff.
Okay, great. Let's talk cattle real quick before we forget about it with the report today. Cattle trading slightly higher in both live and feeders, hogs slightly lower here. What had the cattle markets trading mix today, Ben?
I think it's just kind of more of the same. It's been a pretty normal market to us. It just seemed like we're not really solving any of the beef supply issues, this quarter. We kind of saw that happening. But seasonally, you tend to bottom cattle almost every year between December and the end of January. And it just seemed like we're dealing with a similar phenomenon there. And cash markets, the cash beef market, cash cattle trade has kind of all supported this. So at some point, maybe the dairy guys do help out with beef production enough, but at least as far as we can see, call it two quarters or so, I think beef supply is going to be tight. We know people are going to pay up for it, so I suspect the market will evolve normally, where you have lows in December-ish and then highs sometime between June and September. And that's, I think, what we're expecting in 2026.
Awesome. All right. Appreciate the info, Ben. Thanks for doing this.
Okay. Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Yep. Have a good one. You too. Bye. That was AgResource Company Market Analyst Ben Buckner.